Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In today's Gospel, Jesus said to his disciples, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you." Now, this is one of my life verses, and one that really had a big part in my vocation. Yet over time, what has struck me is if you turn the Gospel the other way around, and imagine that you are saying these words back to Jesus. Because before we ever come to ask, seek, and knock, it is actually God who is the one who seeks us first. In other words, when God seeks you, are you willing to be found? When God asks something of you, are you willing to say, "And it will be given to you"? And when God knocks at your door, are you ready to open? Now, Fulton Sheen said it in this way: "There is not a single soul at which God has not knocked thousands of times. As the sun is always illuminating, so God is always acting on the soul. Whether we respond or not to God's summoning of our souls, notice that the first impetus always comes from Him. He seeks us before we dream of seeking Him. He knocks before we invite Him in. He loves us before we respond." So when God reaches out to you from the cross this Lent, are you ready to say to Him, "Ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be opened to you"? As St. John Paul II famously said in his first Mass as Pope at the beginning of his pontificate, "Do not be afraid to welcome Christ and accept His power. Do not be afraid. Open wide the doors for Christ." Let us pray. Bestow on us, we pray, O Lord, a spirit of always pondering on what is right and of hastening to carry it out. And since without you we cannot exist, may we be enabled to live according to your will. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.